Did you hear the voice? From God's holy place, the voice speaks to us. Listen to these words again. Behold, God's dwelling is with the human race. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will always be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there shall be no more death or mourning, wailing or pain, for the old order has passed away. The one who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. One of the things that I never tire about preaching is God's promises to us. When you line them all up, they're really amazing. Today, on this fifth Sunday of Easter, we get a real doozy of promises from the book of Revelation. Let's grab a hold of this promise because it has great impact on our relationship with God, with each other, and with the world around us. First, the voice announced that God's dwelling is with the human race. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will always be with them as their God. This promise from the book of Revelation shines like a beacon of hope. God is with us. God dwells with us. God calls us his family. Good people, let's be fully aware of Jesus' presence with us. Let's remember what Jesus instituted as the sign of his presence. Jesus said this, Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. We gather as a parish every Sunday, or the vigil on Saturday. We gather for Mass to commemorate the resurrection of Jesus, and that's why Sundays are so incredibly important. Every first day of the week, we renew our covenant relationship with Jesus Christ and with his church. We gather in his name, and Jesus is with us. Jesus said, My words are spirit and life. Every time we gather at Mass, Jesus himself speaks to us through the word of God. And that's why it's so important to be here. May we grow in knowledge of our faith by listening to his word. His word is spirit and life. May we have the ears of faith to hear God giving to each of us the words that we need for the week. God himself forms us as his people when we listen to his words. Jesus said, I am the bread that came down from heaven, and the bread that I give is my flesh for the life of the world. We gather together at Mass every Sunday to be fed by Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. And that's why it's so important to be here. At Mass, we are nourished by the bread of life. Jesus himself brings us together in his sacrament of unity and love. May we have a heart of faith transformed by Jesus, who makes us more and more like him through the Eucharist we receive. God himself is with us in the Eucharist. The presence of Jesus is very practical at the Mass. We gather in his name, Jesus is with us. We listen to his word, Jesus speaks to us. We receive his Holy Eucharist, Jesus feeds us. Indeed, God's dwelling is with the human race, and you, dear people, are the visible sign of that presence. And from the heart of Jesus' presence, he gives us this command, love one another. In the world all around us is desperate need for people to come to the knowledge of God's love. Listen to the voice of God from the throne once again. The voice proclaims, He will wipe every tear from their eyes, and there shall be no more death or mourning, wailing or pain, for the old order has passed away. Now we need to hear this promise because there is crying, there is death and sorrow and pain in the world around us. So let's consider how that promise gets lived out on two levels. The first level is the obvious one, that in heaven, God himself makes all things new for those who are there. And quite frankly, that's what makes it heaven. But Jesus wants something more from us. The same Jesus who taught us, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven," is asking us to be his hands and his feet and his voice and his heart right here on earth. So here's the second level of that. That on earth we are called to be the loving heart of God, wiping away the tears. For example, every time we visit the elderly in nursing homes and remind them that they are loved and not forgotten, we are wiping away the tears of loneliness. Every time we walk with an addict and encourage them towards sobriety, reminding them that they have dignity and worth, we are wiping away the tears of pain. Every time we teach our children and youth, reminding them that they are wanted and loved, we wipe away those tears of uncertainty. Who are the people around you who desperately need to know the love and the mercy of God? To whom does God send you so that his kingdom may come and his will may be done on earth as it is in heaven? God's promises live and breathe in you, dear people. Always remember this. Jesus is with us. He is with us as we gather in prayer, as we listen to his word, as we receive his Eucharist. And Jesus goes with us through those doors out into the world so we can bring his presence to others. And in all things, may we do that with great love. Listen to the voice of the one who sits on the throne, now saying so personally to each of us, "Behold, I make all things new.